Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Kit Carson. Batting second. The left fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Rice reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rice moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Trosky scores. Hale goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carson. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Berry reaches second base with a double. Wurstler scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 0-for-1 in the game. Carson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carson. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Carson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Barry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-1 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 0-for-2 in the game. Carson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Carson reaches second base with a double. Pearson moves to third. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearson scores. Carson scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. There goes Averill trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 9-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Indians. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Carson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Lager now pitching. Dib Williams now playing shortstop. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Burnett strikes out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearson bunts towards the mound. Lager fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt moves to second. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Carson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Hale moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball towards right. Coleman catches it and throws to home to double up Averill. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Lager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lager bunts towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lager moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Moss now catching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearson hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Carson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Seeds now playing center field. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lager picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lager. Trotsky moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. Trotsky scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10 to 4, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Lager covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Williams reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up towards left. Rice settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rice. Bing Miller pinch hits for Ed Lager. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Moss moves to second. It's 10-5, Indians. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 4 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moss scores. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-6, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Pearson covering, for the out. Miller moves to third. Finney moves to second. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.